To Africa now. Zimbabwe remains mired in uncertainty today. The results of presidential elections last month have not been released yet. The main opposition parties filed a lawsuit to force the government to announce those results. Ruling won't come until next week, though. Part of the tension in Zimbabwe is due to the fact that the government controls the flow of information. State-run media outlets feed citizens the latest government line. But as the World's Clark Boyd reports, some Zimbabweans are getting their information elsewhere.
Kubatana.net is an online clearinghouse for human rights information in Zimbabwe. Amanda Atwood keeps the group's communications running. She says that a couple of years ago, Kubatana realized something about Zimbabwe.
Many more people have a mobile phone than they have regular internet access or their own email accounts.
So, Atwood says, the group started looking for ways to utilize cell phones in their work. In particular, they wanted to use cell phone text messages, short, quick, and cheap. They found an ally in Ken Banks. He's a British IT expert with experience working not only in mobile phone applications, but in Africa as well.
Now there's sort of 30 to 40% mobile penetration in sub-Saharan Africa. It's one of the fastest growing markets, and it seems almost like a no-brainer when you think about communications and developing countries that the mobile phone is the way forward.
In 2005, Banks had created and released a mobile phone text messaging platform called Frontline SMS. He wanted to create a cell phone tool that NGOs could use to pass information along. The program is simple. It can be downloaded for free from the internet. Once the program is on a computer, Bank says, a user just hooks up the phone, adjusts some settings, and creates a group.
In that group, you add 5, 6, 10, 50, 100 people's names and their mobile numbers. Then you select that group. You type in a 160-character text message. You hit send, and then you put the kettle on.
The ability to send text messages to a large group fit Kubatana's needs perfectly. It started using Frontline SMS in late 2005. During the recent elections, Kubatana used the service to send out information about polling station locations and reminders for citizens to go and vote. But Kubatana's Amanda Atwood says that the real power of Frontline SMS is that mobile phone users can hit reply and send information and opinions back to Kubatana. For example,
we sent out a text message to our subscribers to say, you know, what are your dreams for a new Zimbabwe? What do you want to see with a new government?
Soon, replies were flooding in. One person wrote in to say that the new president should outlaw the armed forces from using public parks as training grounds. Another suggested that in the new Zimbabwe, a store shouldn't close to the public just because the first lady was busy shopping there. Amanda Atwood says one reply really stood out to her. It took issue with Robert Mugabe's very public birthday celebrations.
My all-time favorite was no more presidential birthdays. We all have birthdays. Presidential birthdays are a waste of our tax money. Eating cake on national television when other people are starving is a waste of time.
More than 1,800 Zimbabweans are currently subscribed to Kubatana's text messaging service. Atwood says the biggest problems the system faces are congestion on the mobile phone networks and the lack of electricity to charge mobile phones. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.
For more on Kubatana and Frontline SMS, go to theworld.org. This is PRI.